We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math & Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math & Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Voice cracked at the end there, man.
My voice did crack just now.
It was a short week this week, so.
Yeah, it was.
It was? It felt long to me.
It did? Yeah, Monday.
Today is Thursday. Yep. So technically, today should be Friday. No, not really.
No, it should
still be Thursday. We just have Monday off.
It should be Wednesday.
So what is today?
Thursday.
We sure about that? Is that our final answer?
Today's Monday.
You don't want to call a friend?
Nope.
Okay.
I have a little tickle in my throat. I feel like I'm about to get sick.
Drop on the clues bomb for a good time, damn it.
Damn it. What you did last night?
You tickled your throat, Ma.
I worked all day yesterday.
Word. Mm-hmm.
And then what you do it after work? That's what we want to know.
I didn't get home until like 12:30 last night.
And you still got it in the 12:30?
I always thought you had a sturdy job, Ma.
I hope you all get sick.
You know what sick rhymes with, by the way.
Tickling a jaw.
Yeah, right. But what should I do to make sure I don't get full-fledged cold?
Drink some green tea with some lemon and some honey.
I have green tea with ginger here. I'm going to do that.
And take some vitamin C. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
That should do the trick.
All right. Now, did anybody go to Kanye's fashion show yesterday? Did you go?
No, I had to do something.
No.
I didn't know Kanye had a fashion show, but I did think...
We told you yesterday it was streaming live on Tidal. You said, wow, his fashion show is today also?
I don't be paying attention.
And you respond and everything. Crazy.
I did think a couple times yesterday that I did want to see his St. Pablo tour again, though. Mm. Like, I did. Like, you know, you're riding around and you... pull up the TLOP album and then you're listening to the records and you're like, damn, I wouldn't mind seeing that show.
Well, you can always head out to Atlanta. I think some of my friends in Atlanta are about to go.
Yeah, so. And you got 3 dates in LA if you want to go all the way across the country.
I might be in LA around that time too. So I was thinking that. Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
You're like Almost Famous.
What's that mean?
You never saw the movie Almost Famous?
No, I heard the Big Sean album, though. What's the movie about?
I think that was Finally Famous.
Oh, I don't know.
But, yeah, that's when he follows the band around.
Oh, no, I ain't following him around. I just like the energy of the show.
You want to say one more time?
Because I'm telling you, man, when I left that show, I felt inspired. I wanted to create, and I want to create things that bring people together. Because, you know, when you go to his show, the audience is so diverse. It's
very
black,
diverse,
it's white, it's Indian and Asian. And it's like, I want to create things that bring people together. That's the energy I felt when I left the show.
Did it make you want to wear Yeezy fashion?
Absolutely not. Mm. Absolutely not. I was wearing Yeezy fashion my whole life growing up in Mount Corner, South Carolina, when I used to cut grass, when I used to help my father do construction.
Well, like clothes with holes in them.
Yes. Mm. Been doing that.
Well, he performed yesterday, too. I'm sure we'll talk about that in the rumors. Mm-hmm. Surprise show. But we got front page news. What we talking about? Oh, and comedian Gary Owen will be joining us.
Gary Owens is blackest, whitest comedian you'll ever meet in your life.
He's white.
He's not one of those white guys who act black. But for whatever reason, black people have embraced Gary so much so that he even has a reality show coming on BET. A white man with a reality show coming on BET. That is what you call satire.
The first white man leading on a BET show ever.
Yeah,
BET Network show
funny.
Ever.
For any type of show. Series, sitcom, reality. Yeah, Gary Owens.
All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We'll talk about Ryan Lochte, Olympic swimmer. What is going to happen to him? Also, the iPhone 7. Are you excited? Do you want to run out and get it? We'll tell you what's new.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. Here's Drake is One Dance. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast
Club. Wake the hell up, damn it.
Now, let's get into front page news. Ryan Lochte, what happened with him now?
Well, he's been suspended for 10 months and from the next world championship. And that's all for that gas station incident that happened during the Rio Olympics. Now, his suspension is longer than that of the other three U.S. swimmers that he was with at the gas station that night. And he's banned, like I said, from the 2017 World Championship meet, which is going to be held in Budapest next July. He exaggerated some of the events that happened. He acknowledged that he exaggerated some things, but he did still stand by his story that he and his teammates were detained at gunpoint and forced to pay money so that they could leave the gas station. Initially, he was saying there was a gun cocked against his forehead, so on and so forth. That never happened. Now, authorities did paint the picture of the swimmers just basically acting kind of obnoxious at the gas station. And then they vandalized the sign and they were forced to pay $50 to leave. There were guns that were pulled when the swimmers tried to leave without paying for the alleged damage.
Basically, Ryan Lochte lied. He's a damn liar.
He over-exaggerated.
He didn't over-exaggerate. He lied.
Stop it. The framework of what he said. I mean, there were guns involved.
He's a liar. He lied. He didn't over-exaggerate.
They did block them from leaving.
He didn't embellish.
But it was his fault.
He said he got robbed in a taxi cab.
He lied.
On his way and they took all his stuff.
I don't know why y'all keep trying to make it seem like he did anything other than lie. He lied.
Absolutely lied.
He didn't over. Imagine telling your girl that you get caught cheating. I didn't cheat.
I slipped and fell into...
I'm not lying. I'm over-exaggerating.
Well, the framework of that is true.
I'm embellishing.
All right, now let's talk about the iPhone 7.
Now, let's see if you feel like you want to go ahead and get this iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus. They did announce everything. You do want it?
Yeah.
I wasn't really... Okay.
They said it's waterproof.
Well, yeah,
that's the main thing.
It's waterproof and dustproof.
Y'all act like y'all swim all the damn time. Like y'all Michael Phelps.
No, but people drop their phone,
in the rain, spill things.
I ain't never dropped my phone in the rain.
You never dropped your phone at all?
No.
No water spilled on your phone?
Yes, but damn, ain't that much to cause it to go short. Y'all look like y'all dipping y'all phone in cups of water like teabags.
I dropped my phone in water when my phone was ruined before.
The iPhone 7 gets 2 extra hours of battery time compared to the 6S. All right, it also has double the storage capacities. And they also are getting rid of the jack for the headphones, so now you actually have to plug it into the same, or you have to use our Bluetooth anyway.
That's gonna ruin life for a lot of them aux cord DJs. All those DJs that like to get in your car, come to a party and be like, yo, pass me the aux cord.
Now the camera, there's 2 rear cameras, so you can easily switch from a wide angle shot to a telephoto. Also, the phones have a larger aperture now, so that's going to improve if there's low lighting, so it's not going to be so dark looking.
Listen,
and it's a 12 megapixel camera.
Everybody's going to get the 7. You know everybody's going to get the 7? Because that's just what we do as a society. When the iPhone drops a new phone, we go get it. I hate when people try to say stupid things like, oh, it's waterproof, I'm going to get it.
I don't want to
have to get new headphones.
No, for me it is. For me, okay, I like the fact that it's waterproof.
What else in your life is waterproof?
My other phone that I have, my Samsung.
Yeah, the Samsung's are waterproof.
Yeah, it's waterproof.
So that's the only thing we care about being waterproof is our phones?
Well, I wish my laptop was waterproof, then I wouldn't have to buy a new one.
I just want to know how much water y'all around on a daily basis that y'all need waterproof.
People spill stuff all the time.
Well, I DJ in the club, and when I DJ in the club, I put my phone next to the laptop. I don't need liquor spilling in
it. So you need a liquor-proof phone.
That's waterproof.
A lot of people have spilled things on their phone and wish that they were waterproof. People have dropped their phone in a toilet.
Let me stop saying that, because I'll be done drop mine in the toilet today asking people about their phone.
I feel like you put yours in rice or something one day.
I did. I was clowning
myself. So you actually did spill something or dropped it.
I don't remember why I put it in rice.
But you put it in rice because you got it wet.
No. You know what it was? It wasn't working, and somebody told me to put it in rice.
It was because you got it wet.
Only if it was wet.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the water. It was just put it in
rice.
That's
why the rice didn't work.
You would never put it in rice unless it was...
I was wondering why the rice thing didn't work.
Got liquid on it.
My goodness.
I was clowning my guy yesterday. I was clowning Wax because a dude kissed him on his hand, right?
What?
In the club, right?
What?
We was in the club. Weird. I wasn't in the club.
What club were you guys in where guys were kissing each other on the hand?
This was last Friday when it was his birthday, so he don't drink. He had a couple of shots. He was a little tipsy. So this dude walks up to him, you know, gave him a pound and kissed him on the hand.
Right? Awkward.
So I'm like, how a man kiss you on the hand? How does a man take your hand and bring it up to his mouth to be able to kiss him? You know what happened to me yesterday?
A man kissed you on the hand?
A man kissed me on the hand.
Wait. How did a man kiss you
on the
hand?
It was Dr. Oz. I shook Dr. Oz's hand. I don't know how Dr. Oz got his hand up to his lips, my hand up to his lips. But I was like, wow, that does happen fast. It's no prevent defense for that.
Did you like it?
I mean, I didn't think nothing of it. I'm using that to say, I'm talking about the phone and how my phone has never been wet. And I said, let me stop saying that before I drop my phone in water today. Because just yesterday, I was saying, how does a man kiss your hand? And I got my hand kissed.
But did you like it?
I didn't think nothing about it.
All right.
Yes.
Did you have a suit yesterday, Charlamagne?
Yes, I did. I was around a lot of different people yesterday. I saw Bishop T.D. Jakes yesterday. I saw Layla Ali yesterday. I saw Dr. Oz yesterday. So, yeah.
Okay.
I did have on a suit.
All right.
I saw
Malcolm Gladwell yesterday.
My friend
yesterday.
Was like, is Charlamagne wearing a suit on his Instagram for some
reason? Oh, yeah. Charlamagne about to switch up on all you hoes. I'm out of here. I got things to do, okay? All right.
And that's front page news. Tell her why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. 800-585-1051. Call us, vent. If you're having a problem, you had a bad night, bad morning,
maybe
you want
to get
some
like
things
you're about
off your
to get
chest,
sick.
Call us up right now. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell him why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hey, this is Key from Columbus.
Hey, Key, tell him why you mad.
Yeah, I'm mad because, you know, a coworker, she, an ex-friend, you know, she filed to get a protection order against me. You
Whoa.
Know what I mean? Yeah, me and her fell out a few months ago and never got physical, never threatened her. But, you know, I get the little thing in the mail, you know, and it's saying I threatened her and I'm riding by her house. And I'm like, really, where is this coming from? But yet, you know.
Y'all used to be lovers?
Hell no. Maybe she wanted to. But, yeah, you know what? That made me want to put my hands on it. But, you know, I just want to wash my hands with the whole thing. I just want to be done. But apparently she's still holding on for some reason. Maybe.
Well, maybe is it a temporary restraining order and then you have to go to court?
Well, it the first one wasn't even granted, so she wanted to have a hearing. So now it's going to court, but I guess she filed, and I didn't even know.
You got
to
give it to God, boo. Give it to God.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm lying. I don't even know what that means.
You should sue her.
You can't sue her.
Yeah,
for that.
I am after,
for a false report.
The fact, for defamation of character and for my attorney fees. I'm going after that.
You should.
Good luck.
Defamation of character.
No, defamation.
That's when somebody S's on your name.
Yo, what's going on? It's your man, Stink.
Tell him why you're mad.
See, that's a good segue. I just said defecation of character, and he said his name's Stink.
Stink, tell him why you're mad.
Yo, I'm mad because the other day, last week, I met one of his favorite rappers in the airport.
Who was it?
I can't tell you.
Yes, you can.
Already.
Nobody knows you, Stink. Who was it?
No, but they know him, and he might be listening. This is a wonderful popular show out there.
He's not going to sign you.
Nah, but listen, though. He listened to a song. He went from, yo, give me your email address, to, oh snap, yo, here's my number, call me on Monday. So I called him on Monday. He was like, yo, come to the house, send me the address and everything. It's about an hour away. I drive an hour away, all the way to his house. He not there. He not answering the phone. He texts me back like 2 hours later. Ain't come through at 10 o'clock tonight. Mind you, I gotta be at work at 4 a.m.
Oh, I already know what it's going. He sound like he want to hit. Who was it?
What artist is it, man?
Chill,
five,
chill, chill, chill. No, he's an OG in the game, so I gotta keep going. But
oh, he definitely wanted some butt.
He definitely
wanted
smash.
He definitely was OG. He definitely wanted some butt. That's what.
But, I think man, I know who it. I think I know who it is.
Who?
Nah, he just all right. He just got out of jail not too long ago.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Just got out of a deal.
Who was it?
No, I said he just got out of jail.
Jail,
out
not a deal.
What rapper just got out of jail?
He just got out of jail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And everybody was saying free him.
You think he's cute?
Free him.
Who? What?
It couldn't have been Gucci because Gucci ain't gay, number one, and Gucci
can't leave his house. Yeah, yeah, he can't leave his house. Who was it?
And then on top of that, hold on, he's just like you, Envy, because you told me you was going to give me an email address, and then you hung up on me.
Envy invited you to his house? Hold on now.
No, he said he was going to give me his email address, and he hung up on me.
Oh, I remember.
Envy trying to hang up on you now, which leads me to believe you must be handsome. All right, everybody.
Where do you live?
I'm in ATL.
Oh, you definitely, he definitely was trying to solicit for some butt.
Nah, but what's up, though, Envy? I got some stuff.
You got a pen?
Why did you just make your voice so high like
right
that?
Is DJ.
Because I got excited.
DJ.
That's so foul, man.
It got disconnected.
So foul.
Hit him up at breakfastclubam@gmail.com.
It got disconnected.
Why you hang up on that nice piece of trade, man? that man willing to do anything to get on, and you hanging up on him? You must be a changed man.
It's got
to
be him.
Oh, my goodness. Tell him why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake, Riri, Too Good.
I really need to know who the hell that guy was talking about. That Stink was talking about.
From Atlanta.
Atlanta, who just got out of jail. Everybody was saying free him. And then dude gave him his email, his number, and then invited him to the crib. The dude was trying to hit, though. I'm telling you that right now.
See, now you say we're trying to hit. I can't think of the rapper.
I mean,
if just a guy that got out of jail. Who's the rapper from Atlanta that's been in jail?
I don't know.
Gucci been in jail.
I know it ain't Gucci.
Rico Richie been in jail.
I don't even know who that is.
I can't say who it is, guys.
Richie?
Sorry.
Who is he? No, he said an older rapper, though.
He said an old guy. That's what he said.
Who's the
old
rapper?
He said he's been around.
Who is he?
Come on,
I'm telling you right now, if you OG in the industry and you say Atlanta and you're inviting dudes to your house at 10 at night, you trying to get somebody on the old fashioned.
Hit us up on Twitter. We'll tell you if you're right.
Which is through penetration.
We don't even know who it is, though.
Yes, he sent us an email and told us already.
Would you like to get signed? Huh? Let me get in that behind. Okay.
Now we have comedian Gary Owens joining
us. Gary Owen, no S.
There's no S at the end.
No S at the end.
Gary Owen. Yeah, he'll be joining us next hour. He has a new reality show on BET based on his family.
This guy, I'm telling you, Gary Owen is the blackest white guy you will ever meet. Not because he acts black, because he doesn't act black. He's not one of those type of white guys. But for whatever reason, the black community has embraced Gary Owen for years. He's been in Will Packer movies, and it don't get no blacker than a white person having a reality show on BET.
Right. And he's pretty funny. I mean, the show starts next month.
Okay, well, we'll get into that later, but right now, rumors on the way, Yee?
Well, let's talk about the Yeezy Season 4 fashion show that just went down yesterday. We'll tell you kind of some of the highlights from what happened. Also, what Love & Hip Hop star has filed for bankruptcy, saying that she only has $20 in cash?
That could be any one of them hoes. All guys. And guys can be hoes, too. Okay?
I said she. So.
Oh. All of them. It was a class action bankruptcy lawsuit.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, after a great St. Pablo show at the Garden,
great is an understatement.
Kanye unveiled his Season 4 Yeezy collection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was hearing stories that this was a disaster, the way this all went down.
The fashion show.
Yes, his fashion show. It was at Roosevelt Island in New York City, and mm-hmm. I saw some great pictures of Teyana Taylor there, who actually helped show off some of the clothes. People were talking about the models and how he wanted multicultural models, and that was the calling for the models. There were about 100 models there that were going to be modeling the clothes. And Kim Kardashian was there, of course, Kylie, Kendall, all of them were front and center. Tyga was there, but there were some issues. Now, sometimes I read things, I'm like, okay, people are just hating because they don't like Kanye's fashion.
They got a Yelp report?
But I'm going to tell you this. I actually read a lot of different things that talked about this fashion show starting about 2 hours late. It was at Roosevelt Island on the grounds of an abandoned smallpox hospital. A lot of shoes were breaking, according to people that were on Twitter that were there, but one person said the clothes did look good. Okay, one of the models actually ended up taking her shoes off altogether. some of the people that were taken. They actually got an invite. Now, one thing that was good to read was on Fashionista.
Mm-hmm.
This editor, Alyssa, she actually went and she was one of the invited guests, and she gives her full account of what went down, including pictures, if you want to check it out. She said she got her invite at 4:34 in the morning. Only about 1,000 people were invited. They didn't tell you where it was, but they did tell you where shuttle buses would pick you up and transport you to an undisclosed location. So she said they got there at 1:30 p.m. sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then after that, they got on the hashtag Yeezy buses. At about 3 p.m., they reached the destination. There was a lot of traffic. They got to Roosevelt Island, but they still had a long way to go before they would actually take their seats. They did get a ticket. Then they had all these security checkpoints. She said more than she's ever had to go through at the airport. Then, just as the sun was at its peak, they told them the show was going to be delayed until 4 p.m. And that's when they said people were getting upset. There was no water. There was no shade. It was really hot out, high temperatures. But they did have a lot of merchandise that you could purchase, she said. She said, finally, they were corralled into the hospital area, the smallpox hospital area.
Why do you keep saying it like it's smallpox
that's
right there,
is.
Right now?
You can see, actually, Jesus. She put up a picture of... you know, the hospital, and they had mm-hmm. like a whole description of the hospital and everything outside of there. She said, finally, they were allowed into the venue at 4 p.m. for Freedom's Park. And she said, that's when things took a turn for the worse. Some of the models were fainting because it was so hot out.
Well, I mean, if you dress like fall and winter and it's still summer, I can see why that could happen.
People were trying to find shade, but there was no shade. They were trying to find seats.
Sun don't shine in the shade.
They said there was still another 40 minutes after that, and some of the models, I guess their shoes were also falling apart.
Damn.
One of the models, Amina Blue, actually took her shoes off altogether.
Yeah, she definitely did.
I bet she wouldn't throw them away, though.
Right, and they said finally by 5 o'clock, much of the audience had reached their breaking point. And then he said after that, there was...
watching it was just take her shoes off and throw them.
It was, if you have, yeah, Revolt TV, you can see all of this.
I'm going to be honest. I personally don't care. Kanye's fashion shows don't interest or inspire me, but his St. Pablo tour did, so.
Right.
That's all that matters to me.
So it feels like it wasn't the most well-planned event, being
not
that it
all.
Was hot out, people were fainting, heels were breaking, you know.
I think it'd have been fine.
And it was all untitled,
it just
by
was...
the way.
Dressed like it was wintertime.
All right, so that's what went down. Now, congratulations to Usher, who got a star on the Hollywood Walk of
Congrats
Fame
to
yesterday.
Usher.
That's a huge
that's dope.
Deal. Okay, so there's some pictures of him online. You can see him getting that. He said, I don't just celebrate this moment by myself. I celebrate it with those people who invested in me, those people who love me through my hard times. And he also singled out his mom and his first manager. You know, mom was his first manager.
Mm-hmm.
Jonetta Patton. He said, Mom, thank you for everything and all the people that you've actually helped to bring here. They wouldn't be here if you didn't recognize and make sure you selected the right people to be around and to help me be the man I am today and in this position.
I'll drop one of Clues Bombs for Usher, damn it.
Yeah, congrats
he
to Usher.
He deserves it. Usher's got a nice little catalog, a nice legacy.
Absolutely.
Right?
And then last but not least, I got to tell you, Kanye also did a pop-up show at Highline Ballroom in New York City yesterday. It was a sold-out crowd.
Rammed.
And he did make an announcement about Good Music. Guess who else he has signed?
New Good Music signing, Tyga and Designer.
So now Tyga, I guess, is Good Music, which makes
okay.
sense.
Let's be clear about two things. Really one thing. Kanye announced Tyga signing to Good Music as a distraction. He decided soon as bad reviews started coming in for the fashion show, I'm going to announce I'm signing Tyga. And it worked. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Kanye West for always being one step ahead of the media.
Did he sign the Migos too? Somebody said he might have signed the Migos. I thought somebody said that too.
I didn't hear him say that.
They're killing Tyga on social media and Good Music, but I don't see the problem here. The reason I don't see the problem here is because nepotism reigns supreme over everybody, okay? They got a family, and they keeping it all in the damn family. All right?
Tyga put out some records that did pretty well.
I know one thing. Tyga got to get Kylie pregnant. We can't lose Kylie, Tyga. Not right now. You can't lose.
You say we?
Yes. That's for the culture.
Yeah, they said Migos. He said he signed Migos.
Yeah, I'm seeing reports about Migos. I didn't hear him actually say it, but
how many has your girl ever?
Pusha T is the one that revealed that the Migos are now signed to Good Music.
Has your girl ever gotten you a record deal? think about that. What has your girl done for you lately?
Now, actually, they're saying the Migos deal is just a management deal, and they're still signing a quality control as artists.
Okay.
You really need to think about that, fellas. We need to really think, what has your girl done for you lately? Kylie done got this man a record deal. Kylie bought this man a Bentley truck.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Hello.
Even though Envy bought the Ferrari that Tiger got repossessed, somehow or another, Kylie got it back for him.
I did not buy his Ferrari, you idiot.
I ain't seen a Ferrari since Kylie got it back for Tiger.
That is your rumor report.
Stupid ass.
Now, I seen you
that
post
might
a
be
picture
old footage. That might
you,
be old
exactly.
footage.
I seen you post a picture of you driving it. We don't know what day it was.
Shut up.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. When we come back, we have comedian Gary Owen joining us.
Yes.
Keep it locked.
Yes. Whitest black man you know.
He's already has his own reality show on
blackest
BET.
White man you know. A white man with a reality show on BET. You can't tell me we're not making progress out here in these streets. Okay, we not.
Nah, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Sorry Beyonce. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, and obviously he's a Giants fan. Comedian Gary Owen.
So wrong.
It's that time of year, Gary.
Yeah, week one, we're coming to Jets.
This is like everybody got a game, baby. Okay.
Everybody's got hope right now.
That's right.
Everybody got, we're all undefeated.
All undefeated.
Yes.
I looked at the Cowboys yesterday, and it was like number one in the NFC East. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the Bengals.
You have no choice.
See you guys in Houston. Super Bowl, baby.
Is it bad that every year I have a different team I go for?
Yes.
Who's your team this year?
I haven't picked yet.
Bad choice. Bengals, baby.
only women can do stuff like that, though. Right. Guys got to make a decision.
I don't care. I just randomly pick. One year I was a 49ers fan.
49ers because of Colin Kaepernick?
No, that wasn't why, but I just randomly picked.
How do you feel about Colin Kaepernick sitting down to take a stand?
You know what? When he first did it, I didn't like it. But then when I heard him talk about it, I was like, I get it. I get it now. Yeah. Because, you know, I'm ex-military. So, obviously, we put our guard up like, yo. But then when he goes, I want to stand. He said, but with what's going on in the country, I don't feel like I can right now. And then now the soccer player, she's taking a knee, too. Yeah. And she's a white lady. Yeah, making reference.
A white gay woman.
Right. So, She said, so now I get it. I'm going to continue to stand just because, you know, me being ex-military, it's a different meaning to me, but I see why he's sitting now.
So. I didn't know the flag repped the military. I thought the flag just repped America.
You know, I've lost some friends in the war. So for me, it's like a sign of respect for them. And plus, some of our best musical moments was the national anthem, that Whitney Houston at the Super Bowl.
Classic. Right.
You know what I mean? And then with the 9/11 coming up, you know, remember all the football games and T.O. crying during the national anthem? Yep. I mean, some of our best musical, Marvin Gaye at the Laker game has been the national anthem. So, I mean, take it any way you want it, but I'm still rooting for the Bengals.
I guess it means so much to people. And right now, with everything going on in this country, it's kind of like saying, okay, there's a lot of things that we need to do, and let's bring some attention and some light to that.
And Kaepernick's not telling everyone else not to stand.
Right.
He's just saying, this is why I isn't standing. There's a difference. He's not trying. And that's what you want. You want peaceful protests. And that's what he's doing, a peaceful protest.
And plus with the military, why people act like they care about the military now, but you got homeless veterans out here begging for change. Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but the country is defended by those people that didn't have the greatest upbringings. You don't see guys from two-parent homes that went to private schools enlisting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's those guys that didn't have no other outlet. That's why I joined.
What made you
I was in a trailer park. I didn't know. Listen, this is the truth. I didn't know you took the SAT on a Saturday. Yeah. I thought it was like during math class. I'm like, we're going to take the SAT today.
Yeah.
I came
Saturday.
Into school on Monday. Yeah. They go, where was you? I go, what do you mean? They go, everybody took the SAT Saturday. I said, what? You got to come in on Saturday?
So the military was an escape for you, basically.
Right. My buddy, literally him and his dad woke me up and they was like, dude, it was the December of my senior year of high school. You got to get out of here. I was rubbing the sleepers out my eye. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, dude, what are you doing? And they literally drove me down to a recruiting station and then told me to sign up. Like, the dude got me out, basically.
They forced you.
He didn't force me, but he was like, what are you
going
to do?
Out of nowhere, you spontaneously join.
Yeah, this is how I joined. He was like, what are you doing? I go, nothing. You want to join? I got no thought. Free dental, free medical. All right.
Was your discharge honorable or dishonorable?
No, it was honorable.
You got discharged.
It was interesting. Yes. I actually got the hosting job on BET. I was still active duty. Yeah. I was still in the military when I got the job because I took a week's leave and filmed Comic View and came back down to San Diego. And then Curtis Gatson, who was the head of BET at the time, he called me up to his office and was like, yo, we want to make you the host. And I was like, all right, well, let me check. So I had to go back to my command, and I got out a couple months ago. They let me out.
How did you get out? What did you tell them?
I'd already been in for 6 years, So it was just like they gave me like a little extended leave, basically. I only had to get out like a couple months early. It wasn't that big of a deal.
It was right? The BET, wasn't it? They was like, we don't want you in the military.
Well, the good thing is I went in front of a board, and it was like there was like four brothers on the board, and they watched BET, and they're like, all right, we got you, Gary.
Tell us a joke right now.
Yeah, I was supposed to get out like in July. I think I got out like in May. It wasn't no big deal. It wasn't right. Like they let me out years early. Yeah.
Well, now it's all full circle because you have the show coming to BET.
I do the Gary Owen show.
Yeah.
Is it a sitcom or?
It's a reality show. Wow. We're coming on after Real Husbands of Hollywood.
So is it a real October reality 11th. Show or is it like a funny spoof of a reality show?
No, it's real. No, it's a real one. It's a real one. Them and my kids and everything, because that's what my wife was worried about. Our kids, you know, because one's 15 and one's 14. My black wife.
Okay. Yeah,
she's going to be hosting parties soon, right? She's going to be on flyers.
Her hair was a character in the show. Okay. Like, it was literally a character. I was like, dude, gotcha. Your hair has a budget. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's on the call sheet.
Gotcha.
You know, Kenya's hair.
That sounds like a brand. Malaysian, Brazilian, Kenya's. Now, you grew up poor and white.
Mm-hmm.
So can you see why a lot of poor white people support Trump?
Trump, that's the thing about...
Go back to the trailer
You're trying
park.
To get me in trouble.
No, and I'm just saying, go back to the... Think about when you was there.
You think he got
to
go
don't
back
Don't do no sound
life.
Bite that we yeah. can put out.
No. Here's the problem with Trump is he, you know, his delivery is all wrong because he does have some decent policies. Not all, but a few, but it's just we
policies,
can't get past
Gary?
The delivery of some of the stuff he
what
says.
What are the policies, Gary?
I'm not political. So you ain't getting me in trouble. I said one policy.
What's one of that?
One. It's just the one in Syria. Had nothing to do with the states. It's a long story.
Okay.
We ain't got all day. You know what I mean? But I will say, I went to the RNC and to speak not in support of Trump. It was something else. I just happened to be there during the
RNC. You opened
RNC.
Up for Scott Baio.
No. right. Charles in charge, too. No, but it was funny because Quicken Loans Arena, where the convention was, outside was all these food tents, right? The most popular food tent was a Soul Food Black-owned food tent. Let me tell you something. They might say them white Republicans don't like black people, but they love them barbecue ribs.
They
was crushing that. They was asking for the recipe. Is this boiled? This isn't grilled? I was like, the line was around the corner for the black-owned soul food tent.
All right, we got more with Gary Owen. When we come back, keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Mo Money, Mo Problems, Notorious B.I.G. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have comedian Gary Owen in the building. He has a new reality show on BET. Now, you have a black wife, and I wanted to ask, how do you talk to your kids about police brutality? Because you are Caucasian, you're white, mm-hmm. but your kids are black.
Right.
How do they look, though?
Son's definitely mixed. My daughter's a little fair, but I mean, you can tell she's black.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
You know, I always tell them, be extra polite, even if you know you're right and the officer's wrong. Be extra polite because let me and your mom fight that battle, but we want you to be here
absolutely.
When we do fight the battle. You know what I mean? Because I think sometimes, you know, it's so hard when you know you're getting profiled. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine what that's like. Because even my wife got pulled over like four times by the same cop in the same area where we live. Mm. And I even told her, I said, just say you're black and then let's go to court. You know what I mean? And she was like, no, I don't know if that's the reason. I said, I do. It's either that or he knows he can give you a ticket. You're not going to fight it.
Right.
But there's not that many black people in our neighborhood. So this guy keeps pulling you over. Come on.
Why don't you just make them ride around with a family portrait and just be like, this is my husband. This is my father. See? You got to use your white privilege like Wi-Fi, bro.
Well, my white privilege ain't got me too far so far. So
yes,
I do better with the black people.
But that's I think it's like reverse affirmative action with you. It's like, Gary is the white guy that succeeded in the black entertainment world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody else.
No.
You got a reality show on BET.
A
white person. Television.
Yeah, that's true.
Succeeded in entertainment, period?
I'm talking about comedian, actor.
Okay. Comedian. Yeah, has there been a comedian with a reality show, like a real reality show?
Definitely not on black entertainment television.
But I'm talking period.
Ricky Smiley got one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, recently we had somebody.
He's like, I don't consider him a real comedian.
No. I haven't seen it, so I can't comment on it. I haven't seen it. Don't get me in trouble. Don't do that. Nah, because you say one thing bad about Kevin Hart, that thing goes crazy.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, Carrie.
Yeah, but you know what?
But
he started with A Living Color, but then blew up with the mainstream.
Yeah.
Hey, but Jim Carrey.
He didn't stay true. He didn't stay true to his roots.
He sold out.
Yeah, I stuck with BET, bro. I wrote it out. Not don't want to go to WeTV and do a reality show. They're going to eat my ass. I'm going to BET, sticking what got me here.
Now, I want to ask you a question. Somebody called here for advice the other day, right? She was saying that she is black and she has a white boyfriend. Uh-huh. She has to bring him home to her family, but she's concerned because she's scared that they're going to make, like, inappropriate jokes, you know, and she... That's what I said. It's just, as long as it's not malicious.
Yeah, yeah. People feed into the media too much, and they think, like, this country's at odds racially, and we're really not, because you go to any concert, you go to any sporting event, anything, it's just like, black and white, we do, for the majority, we get along. It's just you got these few little things that happen, and the media gravitates to it, and a lot of like people buy into it. You know what I mean?
And then somebody hit me on Twitter and was like, you told her wrong information, because I said, as long as the jokes aren't malicious and they really like him, it should be fine.
I love a good race joke.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Man, who does it?
My family is Chinese on one side and West Indian
Andrew
on the other.
Dad? Oh, my goodness.
He's
my
dad Chinese?
Makes, yes, he's Chinese.
He's with the West Indian lady?
Yeah.
How'd they meet?
They used to work in a department store together in Brooklyn.
That's crazy. I would have thought it was the other way around. I mean,
usually it is.
They've got game.
But somebody was very upset. She was like, you need to tell them that there should be no reason for you to ever make a racial joke. That is wrong and insensitive. And I'm disappointed in you. And I was like, it's a family joke.
What's your favorite race joke, Gary?
My favorite race joke?
Yeah. Like when you pull up to your wife's house and all her cousins there.
Nah, the I'm not doing that. I can't tell on the air. But my favorite racial moment on TV was the Rich or Proud Chevy Chase one on SNL when they went through all the racial comments and then Chevy Chase said the N-word. I was like, that was so good. It was so good.
Have you ever said the N-word?
I have. Not in public.
Gotcha.
And you'll never get it on tape. Yeah. But, I mean, it's in all the rap songs. I'm gonna sing along. You know what I mean?
If you go to a concert and you're singing.
That Kanye show last night, it was like, it's a super diverse crowd.
Yeah.
And the white kids in there like, what's Gucci, my nigga? What's Lou? You know, and they get going.
But it's Gary Owen. Can he go in there and do that? Because somebody's looking.
I just fade out. I just fade out on that part. Yeah. It's Gucci, my... I'm feeling this. The mosh pit? Come on. Wheezy. I'm just going to something else. Well, I said it in the last movie, but that was my character, Meet the Blacks.
Right.
I had to say it. That was in the script, though.
Yeah. How did you practice that? Did you practice that at home with your wife?
I would say, can I? When I went on the field, no, I went in audition for Django Unchained.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man.
I know you did it.
All my life.
No,
I did.
You did it.
I swear to God.
What
I swear to God. The
Django.
One.
You probably tried out for Django.
No, I auditioned for Django. it's a true story. I was really into it, too. Like, I came in overalls. I was that dude.
What character was it? Leonardo DiCaprio's character?
Not Leonardo, but his sidekick. He's in all the movies,
he was
man.
In Hateful Eight, too. Yeah, I can't remember what you're talking
about. Yeah, his part. But I went in, and when I tell you, I must have said the N-word 20 times in that audition.
They sure did.
And the casting director was a black lady. I just kept looking at her like, are you okay with this?
You know the period piece, Gary.
I know. Yes. I was just looking at her. And then I think I called Johnny, and I texted Jamie, like, I kind of feel free. I feel liberated. I got it out of my system, and I'm good. I'm back to Gary.
Can they destroy that audition tape?
Like, I'm back. I was like an angry white dude. I was like, yeah, this is a little aggressive.
When you was growing up, did you hear the word a lot?
Not.
Because you was in the trailer park.
Yeah. Not too much. I mean, there wasn't any black people around.
Gotcha.
So it's not like we're just throwing it around and we see a black person, we say it. But I tell you, this is when I knew it was funny because we had the only black guy I saw on the regular was the dude that drove the ice cream truck through the trailer park, right? Mm-hmm. His name was Sonny. Sonny was cool. Like, mm-hmm. He was a nickel short. He'd still give you the nutty buddy. He didn't care.
That sounds weird.
I know. And then one year he was gone. Like, you know, ice cream starts coming back in April and the winter's over. And it was an old white dude driving an ice cream truck. And two things happened. One, our next door neighbor trailer park goes, hey, to the ice cream driver. Good to see a white guy driving an ice cream truck. That black guy's about to get his ass kicked. I go, Sonny was here for 8 years. Nobody said nothing. Right. Now you want to talk smack? And then the old white dude was a jerk. Like, if he was a nickel short, sorry, can't help you. I was like, God dang it.
Bring Sonny back.
Where's Sonny at? So my only interaction with like a black male adult growing up was the dude that drove the ice cream truck. So that's why I feel like I've never like judged people, because if you go off the media and you're a white dude, you're not around black people, I can see how white people can be a little nervous. You're going off what the media shows you. When I saw black guys, I thought of sundaes and sprinkles and whipped cream. I thought of good stuff. You know what I mean? So black guys, ice cream!
So it was never like a learned behavior they tried to instill in you? Like
in the trailer park?
Yeah.
Nah. You know, I never hung... I never bought into that stuff.
All right, we got more with Gary Owen when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Gary Owen, comedian, is in the building. He has a new show on BET, his own reality show.
Now, why do you hate retarded people?
What do you mean?
What?
On show, they was mad at you because of the Showtime special.
Oh, I know. It was so bad.
They wrote a whole article on the Huffington Post.
No, I...
How bad is Gary Owen's comedy routine on Showtime?
Well, the special was like 2 years ago, and then some guy watched it, and he wrote an article to the Huffington Post. They picked up on it, and then a supermodel out of Russia has a special needs sister, and she wrote an article to the Daily Mail in Europe. All of a sudden, I'm enemy number one because I said the R word in my act, and I do have cousin that is like that.
Mentally disabled, we learned the problem.
It's a lot of different things.
You know, a guy with Down syndrome wrote an article about you.
I met with him. I went to D.C. and sat down with him.
Really?
Yeah. I love it when he tried to rewrite my jokes for me. I was like, really? Hey, I'm doing all right, buddy. You know what I mean?
What was the joke?
I kind of remember, but
I don't want to misquote it.
This is a true story. My cousin got an STD, and she's special needs. Okay. And then the whole family, we're at a family reunion, and the whole family was like, yo, Tina got STD. Tina got STD. And I'm like, Tina's having sex? Right? I was like, who did it with her? And then we found out her boyfriend has special needs also, right? So I'm like, what was the conversation like that led to it? Like, what kind of game did he spit to my cousin? And I went this whole
act about it. Clearly, he's been getting it in because he got STD.
Right, that's what I said. So the joke is that it's a little dirtier,
right,
but
sure.
I just got into it and then they went off. But then, you know, I got my web guy, I got him to splice together like a 10-minute video of 15 different comics that all do the R-word joke.
Right. You're snitching now.
No, I'm not. It's
so
like,
basically,
at what part,
just
at
because
what point,
one person picked up on your particular mm-hmm. joke and it just spread.
Were you the most famous one?
No. Epps. Everybody knows Epps. Carlos Mencia. You know, Daniel Tosh. No, there's a lot of
them. This is snitching now.
It's not stupid. Yeah, it's public knowledge. It's good.
By the way, this is how we know you're really white.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's typical white guy.
Everybody.
Everybody going down.
Whatever. Nobody went down. It was just a dispute. But as a comedian, that's what we do. We're your escape. You know, we talk about uncomfortable subjects and make them comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's like, and it's at that point, it's like, you're drawing a fine line between freedom of speech and like, if we're so worried about that, I did a joke about being circumcised. Is everybody with foreskin going to come after me now? You know what I mean? It's like, when does it stop?
There's a committee for everything, Gary.
Yeah. I found out. Yeah. They came at me.
You find yourself at a dinner with a bunch of guys with foreskin.
I had a meeting. It was crazy.
So was it just this one Special Olympic guy there? It was like a crew.
It was a posse, man.
Special Olympics?
It was a posse.
By the way, that's its actual title. It's like Special Olympics Global Messenger.
No, it was a posse. Uh-oh. It was a board in front of them. And,
really?
Their thing was, we're not a punchline. Don't make fun of us. I said, no. Stop saying that. I said, everybody's a punchline. I said, stop letting your advocates speak for you and saying you're less than. I never looked at you guys as less than me or I'm better than you. That's why I'm able to talk about it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You all can get joked on. Everybody. Equal opportunity jokes.
That's part of equality.
Right. So stop saying you're not a punchline. Everybody's a punchline. Feel free to make fun of me. Feel free.
Now, let me ask you this. Your daughter is in 9th grade, mm-hmm. right? Has she started dating yet?
No. No, no.
How would you feel if she brought home a guy with Down syndrome?
That's a good question.
I'd be like, whoa, okay. Just wrap it up. Because I heard it's big.
Oh my gosh.
Our guy takes a little bit of brain away, but he gives it to him in other places. We're going to balance it out somehow. The Lord ain't stupid. Look, I'm going to take a little bit of brain power, but watch this blessing I'm about to lay on you once you take off them pants.
He's going to have another meeting next week.
He's going to have another meeting.
Oh, my God.
How dare you say
we have big slongs? How dare you? We don't. All of a sudden, I got them all unzipping their pants, showing me their stuff.
And they have foreskin, and then that's another issue.
Oh, man.
Double meeting next week.
But the reason I asked you that, I was with a bunch of my friends yesterday, and we were all talking about when our parents had to talk with us about sex, right? And I was saying, my parents never really talked to me about sex.
I never had to talk either. My parents, my dad,
they never
talked to me about
it. Can you imagine my dad talking to me about sex?
We actually did ours on the show.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, we had ours on the show.
All right.
What do you think about rape?
What?
Because, you know, there's this whole controversy nowadays. With
how about this?
No, where's the punchline?
Tell left field. Hey, Gary, rape.
It's this whole...
Okay.
What do you think about rape?
No,
you
like rape ain't real hip-hop? What? What? That's a hip-hop station. Rape ain't all about hip-hop, man. Ain't been no rape has ever been real hip-hop, man.
This guy is crazy.
No, it's this whole controversy about college rape culture and the stuff with Nate Parker and everything going on. So, like, it's the lines of consent. You know what? Never mind.
That's how you
sound. I was like this. Yo!
What do you think about separating someone's art from things they've done in their
real
life?
That was the worst segue ever. That's how you from my daughter to rape. Charlamagne, you guys got to talk before I come on your show. That was just like, yo, what do you think about your daughter dating? What do you think about rape? I was like, yo, how about, what do you think about Chipotle? Do you like the brown rice or the white rice?
Oh, man.
That was the worst segue, Charlamagne.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my goodness.
This ain't real hip hop.
So just so you guys know, I want to make sure I say that Gary Owen is going to be at Caroline's, okay? Always go to Caroline's.com to get those tickets. I'm
How long
sure
you guys
we
been together?
Go.
How long you guys had a show?
I don't know why he just asked
I bet you guys don't even have each other's cell numbers. Like, you just come in and, oh, I saw you at the Yeezy concert. You didn't say hi.
But what about rape, though? Yeah.
But it wasn't that you said it. It was just your face went blank. Hey, what you think about rape? It was very night of, just got to prison.
Questions you don't want to hear on your first night of a jail cell.
No, yeah.
Hey, so
well, we appreciate you joining us.
What your thoughts on rape, Gary?
Sorry about rape.
Hey, let's talk about my show on BET.
When's it start?
Nobody gets raped.
When's it start?
October 11th.
October 11th.
9:30. We're following the Real Husbands of Hollywood.
No, I know. Well, Regina Hall up here too, it. Man.
Regina's here yesterday.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, Regina's cool, man.
Yeah.
I like Regina a lot. She come with her dog.
No.
She didn't have her bulldog?
No, she didn't have Zeus with her. No.
Yeah, Zeus. Wow. We should have asked the dog. Hey, Zeus, what you think about rape?
What you think about rape, Zeus?
God.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so random. It's a morning show.
I don't know why he did that.
This is crazy.
What do you think about Satan, though? What do you think about the devil?
What do you think about the white man being the devil?
Right. Hell, yeah, that's us. This station is the setup station. Yeah, give us one good Trump policy. One. I said Syria. I'm not familiar with that one. Exactly.
Tell that joke you told about the R word again.
Yeah. Oh, I got hot sauce in my purse. No, you don't.
Gary,
did you call
hilarious.
Her out? Did you go to Hillary?
He didn't ask her.
No,
I
did not.
Didn't ask her that.
Complete lack of respect. Yeah. Hey, what you think about rape? Well, Monica said yes.
What?
You know what?
Gary Owens.
October 11th.
October 11th, 9:30.
Caroline's all weekend long.
Caroline's
Gary
all weekend.
Is crazy, man.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Real hip hop, baby.
Now he's calling you crazy when he was the crazy one.
Real hip hop in the morning. Oh. Yo!
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor Report. Rumor Report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yes. So Gary Owen actually just tweeted us.
Did he? What did he say?
He said, thanks again. See the God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy, for having me on Breakfast Club this morning, but work on your segues. I really want you guys to talk more after you're off the air.
You sound like our program director.
Hey, boss.
What up, coach?
All right. Well, police have recovered $3 million in jewelry that was stolen Tuesday on a tour bus that Drake and his DJ were using. Well, Drake and Future actually used this tour bus, but it was actually Drake's DJ. I guess the jewelry was stolen.
His name
from
is
him.
Future the Prince, so they probably thought it was Future.
That is kind of confusing.
That is funny.
Right? At first, they were saying Future's jewelry was stolen, but it was really Drake's DJ. Now, they tracked down the suspect. His name is Travion Lamar King. He's 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually was booked on
suspicion like
of criminal.
He looked like everything. He looked like a burglar, a rapist, a murderer.
He looks like a burglar.
He looked like everything. Jaywalker.
Okay, oddly enough.
Hitchhiker.
I'm going to give you the whole story because the jewelry was stolen from the
town.
Bus.
Drunk.
He looked like everything.
Town crackhead.
Everything.
I can't. First of all, let's just talk about how his DJ has $3 million worth of jewelry.
That's Drake's
a lot.
DJ, shout out to Future the Prince. That's
he
not.
Is clearly getting paid very well. Mm-hmm. I know some DJs go on the road and don't get.
Oh, let's be clear. He's not just his DJ. He's also Drake's manager.
He manages Drake too?
Yes,
his
he does.
His DJ manages him?
It's like a road manager.
Okay.
I don't even think he really DJs like that anymore for Drake. They're a big family though.
All right. Well, anyway, the surveillance video helped them identify him. Oddly enough, he actually used to work at local concert venues, and he worked there, too. So I guess, you know, not the smartest thing to do, to rob a place where they might recognize you.
He was off that day, too.
Yeah, he wasn't even working. He just used to work there. They found him on campus at Tempe campus.
That guy you just showed me a picture of got a job?
Yes, he used to actually work at different venues. So I don't know. That's it. He's booked. He's done. He's in jail. They found it. They got the briefcase full of jewelry.
So now, why was he walking around campus still with the briefcase? He should have been got that off.
That's he don't have a house. Right? Look at him. He clearly has nowhere to go. He got all that jewelry and didn't know what to do with it. How did he get on the bus, number one? Ain't nobody watching the bus?
That's the real issue.
There's no way he should have got on that bus.
Yeah, he looks
suspicious.
But
I will tell you this. Being
suspicious.
That maybe he worked at that venue before, maybe he knew how to get around, but the bus should be locked. It doesn't matter.
Locked.
Even if you're in a secure area, your bus should always be locked.
So they got the jewelry back and everything?
That's the driver's responsibility to make sure. Yeah, they got it back.
They got everything. Mm.
All right. Now let's talk about 11 Hip Hop Atlanta star who has filed for bankruptcy. I guess Dawn, she's the one that used to manage Jocelyn, and then Stevie and Jocelyn got into it.
Never heard of.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Because you guys don't watch the show.
Nope.
Now she has filed for a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. She says she only has $20 in cash. And
that's
she
sound
also
about right.
Has to get food stamps to survive. So for everybody that watches these reality
shows.
That sound
shows, about right. 90% of all women on Lies in Hip Hop have food stamps and $20 to their name.
So she's not getting paid to be on the show?
I guess not enough. She says she has $235,000 in assets and $263,000 in liabilities. So she has a home in Georgia. She only has $20 cash, $320 in her checking account, and $100 in savings.
We've all been there when we only had $20 in our account, though.
Yeah, but I ain't on TV fronting like I got the world.
You right.
Okay? That's why I watch Love & Hip Hop New York only because I know people on there who are actually doing things with their lives,
right.
Like DJ Self,
shout
like Remy Ma, Papoose.
Remy.
Who else on there?
Pap.
I can't remember right now. Who?
Cardi B.
Cardi B. Cardi yeah, B just Cardi got B. her life together.
Safari.
Mm-hmm. $20 his name, food stamps. Karen, but he can pop, lock, and patois,
Ray
boy.
J.
Ray J. Ray J got it. Ray J got
J
it. But I said, that's why I said New York. I watch New York. I know people in New York that's doing things.
Okay. Amber Rose has a new podcast that she's doing. She's the new host of the Loveline podcast with Dr. Donahue. And in her first episode, which actually you can download today, she's talking about threesomes and how she did a threesome.
It was a guy and it was a girl. And it was fucking horrible. I literally am having sleepless nights. I felt the pressure getting older to experience new things. Mm. With the threesome, there was no passion. I feel really crazy that I did it. And I probably will not do it again. Maybe if it's two guys, whatever, but not another girl.
Hold on,
why did
y'all
look
time
like
time
that
time
when
time
she said maybe two guys?
I don't understand why girls say that they're having a threesome when they're having sex with two guys. You're getting a train ran on you,
no,
mom.
No, the definition.
Yes, you are.
That's not true. The
yes,
definition of threesome is three people.
Oh, yada, yada, yada. Whatever, tomatoes, tomatoes, you're getting a train ran on you.
No, you're not.
In your eyes, you had a threesome. In those guys' eyes, we just ran a train on her.
No, a train ran on you means that it's one person at a time that goes. A threesome means it's all three of you at once together, simultaneously.
Have you ever had a train ran on you?
No.
Okay, so let's talk about let me speak from experience. No, it's a guy. It's two guys
no,
running a train on you.
No, that's your definition.
No, that is a train. I'm sorry.
A train is one at a time.
No, it's
one
not.
One after the other after the other. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
That's why it's called a train. It's like different train cars.
You and your boy can be in the room taking turns. You're still getting a train.
No, not if she has both her hose filled up at the same time.
Okay. Okay.
That is a threesome.
All right, ye.
A train is you go, then I go, then he goes.
My virgin airs, ye.
You're getting smutted out. You're getting jumped. You're getting a train ran on you.
That's not a train.
All right, enough of the holes. Let's wrap it up.
When you and Envy and MEZ do that, is that a train or is that like a threesome? That would be a threesome because it's three people.
No.
A threesome is three people at
it depends.
Once.
If it's,
when you guys
if,
are all
if me
on
and
top
Envy,
of each other.
If me and Envy are doing it to MEZ, we're running a train on them.
All right, this is getting uncomfortable. This is getting awkward.
This is what it is.
This
it
is getting
is.
Awkward
that's
and uncomfortable.
What he said.
Shut up. Wrap this up. You ain't got this.
That's need, what else he said.
Somebody need to talk to Amber Rose about politics, though. Talk to her about anything but sex. I am tired of hearing Amber Rose talk about sex.
Do you want to hear her talk about
anything
else?
Is she the new age Dr. Ruth? Is that the lane
yes,
she's going to?
Absolutely.
Okay. Maybe that's what she's doing.
Yes.
Or maybe I want to hear her talk to people about their sex lives. I'm tired of hearing about her sex life. We get it, Amber. You like sex.
All right.
Power
well, that
to
is
the
your
sluts. Power
rumor
to the,
report. I'm
power
Angela
to the
Yee.
People.
All right. Thank you, Missy. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
It is a coach. His name is John Tortorella. Did I land that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't land
who
that
is. No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Is.
Well, he needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
Okay, we'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey today for Thursday, September 8th goes to John Tortorella. I think I landed that. I landed that. Simone Biles with the land, the finish.
It's Biles.
I didn't even get her name
right.
Even
land
Jesus
it right.
Christ.
This guy's crazy.
Lord have mercy. Now, he is the coach of a Team USA for the upcoming World Cup of Hockey. Okay, he's one of the latest people to speak up in regards to Colin Kaepernick taking a stand by refusing to stand for the national anthem. Now, John Tortorella was asked what would happen if one of his players didn't stand for the national anthem. Let's hear what he told ESPN.
If one of your players sat during the national anthem, yeah. What would you do?
If I was ever involved in a situation where someone is trying to make a point and they had the perfect right to do that, but to disrespect our flag and anthem, as I said yesterday, they would not play. And if that ever happened, yeah, there's no question. It's just not right. And it's not black, white, blue, red. It has nothing to do with the politics of all this. It's just not right. This is our country. Our people are fighting for our country, our flag, and our anthem. That shouldn't come into this equation at all. There are other ways of doing things.
Okay, once again, another individual using the military as the reason why you shouldn't sit for the flag. And once again, I will repeat, if America loves this military so much and loves those that serve so much, why are there any homeless veterans? Why are veterans that have fought and served this country standing on the corner begging for change? Why do they get substandard health care? Why do a lot of VA hospitals suck? If you served this country, went to war for this country, you should get free room and board for the rest of your life. You shouldn't have to pay taxes. You should be straight for life, but you're not. You know why? Because people don't care about veterans the way they act like they care about veterans. Now, the reason John is getting donkey today is not because he disagrees with Colin's protest. That's fine. He has the right to do that. That's what protests are. Some people agree, some people don't. Reason John Tortorella is getting donkey is because you can't say you're not criticizing anybody for stepping up and putting their thoughts out there about things. You can't say you agree with people's right to protest, but then punish people for protesting. You not letting them play for not standing for the anthem is criticizing them, and that's not American, sir. And furthermore, John, you wouldn't say that if you were coaching the U.S. Olympic basketball team. You won't try that with the hockey team because you know it's no minorities on the U.S. hockey team. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I doubt it. Okay, you know who to try, John Tortorella. We all have free speech. We all have the right to protest, and we shouldn't be punished for it. Don't act like you're so patriotic, but you aren't respecting people's civil liberties and constitutional rights because that is completely un-American. Please give John Tortorella the biggest hee-haw. And he has a son that's deployed in Afghanistan for the third time as a member of the U.S. Army Special Forces. Let's see how America treats him when he comes home. Let's see if America will care about him 10 or 20 years from now. Okay, but in light of history and veterans, I see homeless begging for change on street corners in America. I doubt it. If you're poor and disenfranchised and you go into the military looking not to be poor and disenfranchised, it's a good chance you're going to go over there, fight, come back home, and still be poor and disenfranchised, and America won't give a damn about it.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the
day.
When we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need some advice, you're having some problems in your relationship, and you need another person's opinion, call Yee right now. 800-585-1051. She'll put you live on the air. Call her right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Usher. You don't have to call. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. You need relationship advice, 800-585-1051. What line you want to go to, Yee? Line 3? Okay. Hello, who's this?
This is Anaya.
Hey, Anaya. What's your question for Yee?
My husband and I, we've been together for 21 years.
Woo, 21 years. Yes.
Yes, it's been a long time. And he now wants a baby. We don't have any children. And I just feel like at the time, it's not the right time for us to have a baby. We're both doctors. And I just feel like our schedules are too busy. And a baby would change the dynamics of our relationship.
Well, of course a baby is going to change the dynamics of your relationship. There's no way it wouldn't, but it could really change it in a great positive way.
I guess, but I just, you know, I'm 36 years old, so it's like, I think I'm too old to have a baby.
What, have you tried to?
We don't have, like, a bad sex life or anything like that, but I just, you know, He doesn't know I'm on birth control,
because
I don't...
Now, come on. You didn't let him know you're on birth control.
So he's shooting the club trying, and you ain't telling.
He thinks I'm wrong with his sperm, but it's you.
No.
That's not cool. You can't be on birth control and not tell him. I'm going to be honest with you. I know a lot of people that didn't want to have kids at first, and then when they had kids, it changed their lives in such a positive way that they don't regret it at all, and they couldn't anticipate it. And that maternal instinct really kicks in. I had one friend that I never, ever thought she would want to have kids because she just was always, you know, crazy, running around. Nah, I don't want to have no kids. She got pregnant, had a baby, and she just absolutely couldn't have done nothing better for herself.
My issue is just I don't want to be 50 and my kid is in elementary school.
Okay, so...
You know, I feel like we should have had a baby 10 years ago.
But you guys haven't yet, and it's still fine. Women are still having babies. I haven't had a baby yet, and I probably will do it soon, too. But I think you should, if that's your only issue, I don't think that's the real reason. It's something else. It can't just be, I don't want to be 50 and my kid's in elementary school.
Yeah, I just feel like we're just too old. Like, he's 37, I'm 36.
Yeah, listen, you know. Guys, 36 is the new 26, okay? There's people having babies. Janet Jackson is 50 years old, about to have a baby.
We got to see how that baby turned out first.
Shut up.
Go have a baby, man. Stop it.
I'm just saying, you cannot be on birth control and not let him know. And I understand, you know, it is a huge change for somebody's life, but it really could be a huge change for the better for both of you.
I got five of them. You be all right.
All right.
You can borrow one of mine and check them out for a weekend and see if you like them.
No,
but don't let it be
all the time.
Don't let it be your age that is, if that's the reason they're holding you back, don't let that be. You sound like you're very young and spry and running around still.
Yeah, because y'all be screaming Janet Jackson and Halle Berry, but y'all ain't got that kind of money, man. Y'all don't know what.
Exactly. I mean, we're not. I don't want to.
She's a doctor, and he's a doctor. She'll be fine.
We're both doctors.
They'll be
I'm
fine.
I'm a third degree emergency doctor, so.
Tama, if you're a doctor, why don't you listen to your own advice? If you think you may be too old.
That she's not too old. Listen,
maybe not too old.
One of my friend's oldest sisters is 42 years old and just had a baby. No problems. Beautiful child. No issues. People are having baby. You know, medical is so much better now.
That's not likely. But if I was you, Ma, I'll go freeze them.
What do you mean
eggs?
It's not likely? So many people are having kids.
Don't
I know plenty.
There's a lot of women over 40 that didn't turn out so well.
Go ahead, have a baby. Be 50 at the elementary school. The little hot 20-year-old mom's there that your husband going to be looking at will be
That's
fine.
That's not true. I wouldn't discourage anybody just because you're 36 years old and say you can't have a baby. That's
definitely
ridiculous.
Not. But freeze those eggs until you decide. At least you'll have the eggs.
Okay.
I say if you're going to do it, do it.
And hire a nanny to play with the kids in the yard because your old ass ain't going to be able to keep
Stop
up with
it. Stop it, man. Stop it, man. She'll be in shape.
Oh, my God.
I hope we got the help you wanted.
No problem. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Ask Ye 800-585-1051. You got a question for Ye? Call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Riri, Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Time for Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. Now, if you got a question for Ye, call us now. What line you want to go to, Ye?
Let's do caller number 5.
5, hello, who are you?
Hey, how you doing, DJ M?
Hey, what's your name?
I want to speak to Charlamagne Tha God, too. I just think the funniest thing I ever heard him say was when Nicki Minaj's brother got in the show, he said, yeah, Nicki Minaj's brother really did undone. I just thought that was funny. But anyway.
Okay, that's random.
Okay, but I was calling. Okay, so I'm from Louisiana.
Okay.
I moved to Texas. A guy, he got like a lawsuit, and he moved me to Texas.
He got a lawsuit?
Yeah, he got like a little, like he had a wreck with an 18-wheeler.
Okay.
Damn. Okay, so he said when he get the money, you know, he gonna bring me to Texas and, you know, like, let me do something with my life.
Okay.
So I came down here and I got a good job. You know, he paid my apartment off for 6 months,
furnished it out.
You know, it's been a year now, so now it's like I'm getting lonely, you know, and he got an old lady, so he not there for me, you know, physically all the time.
Wait, so okay,
like,
so he moved you there as his side piece.
Well, he says he says for the baby because I have a 2-year-old.
Wait, let's start over. So he has a woman that he lives with.
Yes.
He got you an apartment, paid 6 months on it, but he just wanted you to be closer to him so he could come smash whenever he feels like it.
Basically, yeah. But he's doing this for the baby, though. You know, so
it's his baby.
No, it's not his baby. No, it's not.
So you have a 2-year-old, and you're this man's side piece out in Texas.
It don't sound so good when they say it, but that's reality. Like, but it's I want to move on and find me someone else. And it's like, he not having it. It's like, no, you cannot do that. You know, it's like, he gonna stop helping me. And it's just like, everything is.
Well, you
cut
said
off.
You have a good job. Why you need his help?
But, I mean, he pays childcare every week. He pays $120.
Well, where is the father?
The father in Louisiana, lost in the clouds somewhere. I don't know. He in Louisiana somewhere, you know.
So basically, you're staying with this man and you're being his sex slave.
I don't stay with him.
Staying with him as his. Okay, so you're faithful to him, but he's not faithful to you.
Basically, because he got an old lady. Okay. And so I haven't met no one up here yet. I don't have company. I don't do.
Well,
none
you
of
can
that.
Have company because he has keys, right?
No, he don't have a key to my house. Oh, no. I'm not that crazy.
But he pays the bill. He pays all the bills.
So he just basically pays the daycare as of now. But ever since I started working, I pay my own bills now. So that's why I feel like I can move.
Well, you better pay that daycare bill too then. Listen.
Yeah,
you like living in Texas?
Yeah, I love living in Texas. I'm not going back to Louisiana.
Well,
okay,
shut your
great.
Damn mouth.
Listen, you are a side piece. Fortunately for you, most side pieces don't get all the stuff you got. You got a man to pay your rent for 6 months. You got on your feet. You got you a good job. What kind of example are you setting for your child, letting this man pay for her your child's daycare?
Not a good one.
That's bad karma. Do you believe in karma?
Yeah, I believe in karma. Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I would suggest, even though you've been doing the wrong thing up until now, now it's time for you to start doing the right thing.
Right. Because the truth is, I can pay the daycare actually myself.
Yes, you know? You can.
Like, I can pay it myself, but I guess it's just a little easy, you know, that easy money that come and he can just pay it for me and I save that money in my pocket. But
well, too
I
bad.
Think I'm going to start doing that.
Because the worst thing that could happen is that somebody, you know, his wife could find out, confront you. You're ruining somebody else's relationship. And you don't even want to be with him. You are lonely. He laid up with his wife and you at home lonely. So you can get your child care paid for. Come on now.
Right. You're right. Look, that's why I had to call you and ask. And I needed some
Angela,
advice.
You got money, though. Your ass going to have to get another job.
No, she said she could afford to pay for it. She could afford to pay for it.
She can afford to pay for the daycare, but nothing else.
And can I suggest you track down your baby daddy and make him handle his responsibility?
Yeah, well, I didn't already try to put his disorders on, child support and everything. But I'm not going to talk about him like that, but he didn't got married, too. He got married when my son made one. But I had called his wife as soon as I moved to Texas to let her know what was going on. But
you're just in the middle of all kinds of drama. Girl, why don't you clean your slate and get right?
Good luck, mama.
She's definitely fat, too.
Stop it.
She is. I can hear it in her voice.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. You got a question for Yee, you could call her anytime. Now, Yee.
Yes.
We got rumors coming up.
Ooh, Lil Wayne, he got really upset at the cops, and we'll tell you what happened at his home. Okay. Also, let's talk about Zendaya. She was saying that she was the target of some type of racial discrimination.
Profiling.
We'll tell you what happened, racial profiling, and see if you agree.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Was mad about a swatting call. This keeps on happening to him.
That's funny.
Okay, Miami Beach police responding to a call of an unknown male shot and bleeding at Wayne's house. Here's the thing. There was nobody there. They got to the house. Wayne was sleeping. They said initially he was very cooperative, but then as he gave cops permission for a canine unit to search the home, he just got mad and yelled out, "I'm tired of this ish. Take me to jail."
Why? I'm not going to jail because somebody keep calling the police on me.
He didn't mean that.
Oh.
But anyway, they did handcuff him. They didn't find any victim in the house, so they let him go. And he did calm down, and he understood that officers were doing their job. But this happened to him before. They got a report someone had shot 4 people inside his house. So that's annoying.
Yeah, and
swatting.
The bad part about that's that, bad, if he ever man. Really does need SWAT, they might be slow to respond.
Right. Can't they find out who's making these calls, too, I would think?
I mean, there's so many different
they
ways
do it
to
all
block
the time,
your phone
though,
numbers. But the bad part about it, if he was even smoking weed in his house, and they kicked down his door and seen the weed, they would have arrested him for it.
Can't you just press star 67?
No, it's not that simple anymore, jerk. You should know that.
You probably pressed star 67 and then go back to Birdman.
Does star 67 block your number? I thought that blocks your number.
I thought star 69. Which
no,
one
star
is
star 69, I think, blocks your number. I think star 67.
Maybe star 67 blocks, star 69 calls back.
Yeah. I don't know which one.
Yeah, that's
I don't remember.
I mean, I don't use it ever. All right. Now, Zendaya, she was saying that she was disrespected at a grocery store because of the color of her skin. She said she went to a Vons supermarket, and this is what happened.
Now, I'm trying to buy a lot of gift cards. Now, there's some certain specific things you have to do when it comes to buying gift cards. But the lady that was helping us, I don't think she was a huge fan of our skin tone.
Not at all.
In fact, I recall her not trying to help us at all, saying that we couldn't buy the gift cards.
Exactly.
And then throwing my wallet. Long story short, there's so much progress to be done in our world.
I love Zendaya because my daughter loves Zendaya, but why does she always attract racism?
Well, a rep from Vons said that the interaction did not involve race. They said the store has a policy limiting the amount that can be charged on your credit card for gift cards. The limit is $200, and that was the basis of the discussion. They said the manager even came over and made an accommodation and allowed her to get $400 worth of gift cards.
Now, that does happen with gift cards. There's a lot of scammers out there buy gift cards using fake credit cards, and they bust it down, so they don't really allow you to buy gift cards using a credit card, usually.
So, Zendaya, don't blame this one on race. Blame this one on Brooklyn.
Pretty much.
I just saw on the news this morning that they recovered all these guns and empty cars that were being scammed this morning on the news. They said it was like 2,200 of them.
Brooklyn?
Might have been.
Just say it. Yes, it was Brooklyn.
I don't know.
It's not a stereotype if it's true.
I'm not sure.
All right.
There you go. Shout out to Brooklyn.
God bless all the scammers in Brooklyn.
They were all moving, okay?
Okay.
Shout out to, oh, never mind. All right, Kevin Durant got a new tattoo. Now, I'm sure you guys have seen Kevin Durant's tattoos previously, right? He has a Tupac tattoo. He has the Wu-Tang W symbol on his lower left leg. Who do you think he got now?
I saw it already, so I don't want to guess.
Rick James. Mm-hmm. Okay. Apparently, he's a Rick James fan. He said, I don't understand what he got inspired by to do that.
That's
one.
That's a big tattoo, pause, too. It's huge.
And
Screw the lame ass report on ESPN who was talking about Kevin Durant's tattoo, and he led with Rick James's domestic violence history and then said, and he did music.
What?
That was
yes.
Oh, come on. That's crazy.
My daddy sniffed coke with Rick James before.
He did?
Yeah, my daddy sniffed coke with Rick James. And
your dad did a lot. He should write a book. He tased somebody at the stadium. Yeah. He smoked.
My dad been in the nightclub business for a long time.
You said Rick James and who?
Whatever girl name is, not the one on Love & Hip Hop.
Tina Marie,
there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
He sniffed cocaine with both of them?
He sniffed cocaine with Rick James and Tina Marie.
We need to get your pops a pair to do it anyway.
No, we don't.
Mm-hmm. What else has he done just to let us know? Because
I don't know.
But anyway, Rick James, just so you know, he was a songwriter, producer for The Temptations, Smokey Robinson.
Hey, we know Rick James, bitch.
I'm letting other.
I don't mean bitch like you. I mean Rick James, bitch.
Go down. You know what I mean? Some people might not know all the things that he's done.
And for those who don't know Rick James, when I said Rick James, bitch, that was from the Chappelle Show. I was not talking to
him. No, it wasn't. You really said that.
Oh, God.
You gotta watch how you talk to women, Charlamagne.
You know what? I'm done.
All right. I'm gonna be at a dinner with a bunch of women. I'm gonna have to do that dinner with a suit on.
Call Gary Owen. That's all. You'll be good.
And lastly, let's talk about Kanye's fashion show. He did his Yeezy Season 4 fashion show. It was in New York City. Some people that went are saying it was kind of a bit of a disaster, okay?
Kind of? Didn't like a couple girls pass out?
Yeah, some of the models, it was hot. People had to wait a long time. It was an hour and a half drive. People got an invite. They had to get on a bus. It was about 1,000 people invited.
I thought it was amusing.
They said the shoes were falling apart. People were falling.
Girls were falling as they were modeling.
It was hot.
Or they was dressed like it was fall and winter. What you think gonna happen? It's still summertime.
But he did make an announcement, okay? He does have a new artist on Good Music. And he made this announcement while he did a pop-up show. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, we're pulling it up.
New Good Music signee, Tyga and designer.
Tyga is Good Music now, and the Migos are signed to a management deal.
But is Tyga off of Young Money, Cash Money? Is he off of Cash Money?
I thought he'd been off.
I don't think so.
Kanye announced Tyga signing the Good Music as a distraction because as soon as those bad reviews came out about his fashion show, he said, how can I get people talking about something else?
Signed Tyga.
Tyga signed the Good Music.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
I don't mind the nepotism, though. I like the family keeping it all together. Why not?
Well, Tyga makes some records, though, so.
Tyga ain't made some records in a long time.
He made
say it.
He made that song recently that sounds like another person's song.
Exactly.
What was it?
One-on-One. One. You don't
want he did the album with Chris Brown.
That didn't go far. The One-on-One didn't go far. Chris Brown
album. The album
okay.
with Chris Brown.
Rack City.
I knew you was going to say that. That's what you wanted to say from the beginning, but you were trying to avoid it.
Pass me the hookah, pass the hookah, pass the hookah.
Tyga do got one record I really like, though.
What's that?
The one called Molly.
Molly.
Okay, you like Molly.
Molly was hot.
Molly, we just named four.
See?
No, you. I named one. We all named four collectively after thinking about it for 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Ayo Technology. What is it? Ayo Technology.
Nah, that's 50 Cent. Cent. Justin Timberlake.
That's 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
What's the song with him and Chris Brown?
See?
Ayo.
Ayo. Okay,
yeah,
there
Ayo.
It is.
All right. All right. Thank you for those rumors.
You get a little Tiger mix on this morning?
All right, now let's get ready for the Tiger mix.
You going to get a little Tiger? You going to support your waffle-colored brethren?
Shout out to Tiger. Yeah, that's what we going to do. Yep. Yep.
He lying.
No. All right, People's Choice mixes up next, 800-585-1051. Hit me up, let me know what you want to hear. If the people want it, I got them. Put it like that.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.